I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. We'll hear a conversation and performance with singer and songwriter K.T. Tunstall in a moment. But first, we continue our series of Black History Month salutes. We've invited members of the Tell Me More staff, some of our guests, and our NPR colleagues to share stories about the figure or event from Black history that they most admire. Today, we recognize a Black Muslim American leader who was killed on this day in 1965.
I'm Bracton Booker, an assistant editor here at Tell Me More, and my Black history icon is Malcolm X. In his 39 years of life, he was a hoodlum, a racist, an inmate, and a Muslim who was militant in the fight for civil rights. But that's not why I admire him. More than the any means necessary mantra that has become his enduring legacy, I love Malcolm X's willingness to eschew racism and evolve into a human rights activist. Here he is in 1964 talking to reporters about his pilgrimage to Mecca.
I had close contact with Muslims whose skin would in America be classified as white, and with Muslims who themselves would be classified as white in America. But these particular Muslims didn't call themselves white. They looked upon themselves as human beings, as part of the human family.
Those words couldn't be more relevant today, as the U.S. Homeland Security Committee considers hearings on the radicalization of the Muslim community. Malcolm X was assassinated 46 years ago today.
That was Tell Me More assistant editor Bracton Booker paying tribute to Malcolm X.